Welcome to Archive 81. The content you are about to experience is sponsored by HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/DeadSignals60 and use the code DeadSignals60 to get a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes.
Yes, of course. We wouldn't want to interfere with your private experiments.
We appreciate it.
Now, what brings you two to Miss Rowland's establishment?
We're in the market for some dream ambergris. Got any?
Quite direct, if I may be so bold. That particular substance is difficult to acquire, you understand. There is a, if you will, embargo.
Well, we're more than willing to negotiate price.
Oh, of course. I didn't mean to imply otherwise. I was simply... This is awfully rude of me, but I absolutely must answer that. I sincerely apologize.
Go for it.
Of course. No, I was about to. Yes, of course. Would you mind telling me the names of your fathers? Sorry, father?
Yeah, same dad, different moms.
His name was Michael Waters.
Michael Waters. That's highly irregular. No, of course. I sincerely apologize, Miss Rowland. Miss Rowland would like to see you. If you would, come this way.
Ah, all right.
Did she say why she wanted to see us?
Miss Rowland is not in the habit of giving explanations.
Damn. This room is...
incredible.
Miss Rowland, your guests have arrived.
You may be.
Are you certain, Miss Rowland?
Oh, yes, Stevens.
I will warn you that Miss Rowland does not take kindly to visitors wasting her time. She must be accommodated. Understood? Wonderful. I bid you a fond farewell.
Come closer. Open the curtain.
Hello?
It's you, boy. Come closer. Let me... you.
Of course.
You look just like him, you know.
My father?
No. Your grandfather.
I'm afraid we don't know much about him.
Yeah, Dad wasn't exactly the chatty type. Were you friends?
You do sound like them. Not exactly, but the quality is there. It's the same voice. Oscar and Alice.
Thanks?
I knew about Michael, the diabolist. But I didn't know he fathered children. I wonder why.
I mean...
Miss Rowland, how did you know our grandparents?
I was an actress. We made radio plays. Funny now, with barely a throat. We performed a play, and I was introduced to a new way of looking at the world. I've made the most of it. Now you're trying for this. Yes?
Yes, Miss Rowland.
I had a lover who tried that. Got most of his skin ripped off. Still alive, I think. Probably wishes he wasn't. You're looking for the dream ambergris, yes?
Yeah, we're willing to pay.
No. No charge. Your kin were important to me. I don't have any on hand. But I can take you there.
What do you mean?
A dream journey. But which of you can go?
I mean, we'll both go if that's...
Oh, I only have enough heart candy for one. Decide. And quickly. I do not enjoy wasting time.
Dude.
It's me.
Are you sure?
Come on. It's a dream journey. You've barely tried pot. There's nowhere you're prepared for it.
Well...
Dude. I want this.
All right. Thank you.
There's some hard candy in the cabinet. A second drawer on your left. Oscar, there's a record player on the floor. Would you please start it? The record is right next to it.
Of course.
Now, Alice, lie down and put the candy in your mouth. And you will be going on a journey. One that you might not remember, but a journey nonetheless. It will only end once you have found the ambergris. Are you ready, Alice?
Don't worry. I'll be watching over you.
I don't know what I would have done without. Thanks. Really. Can you understand me? I'm gonna take that as a no. Hey! Don't push me! What is your deal? Oh, you want me to row? Yeah. Yeah, sure, I can help. Right here? Okay. Just match your speed. Where are we going? Are we going to a city? Other people? People like me? Yeah, I don't know what I expected. Okay, we'll get back to rowing in a minute. I just need to... there it is. No, it's just... I'm just going to scratch some pictures, okay? You won't mind, seriously. Not a big deal. Don't worry, okay. city? Okay, I think we're going to a city. Now. People. Will there be people there? People, like me. Because you seem nice, but the alien language is really gonna mess me up. Okay. Ah, okay, thank you. Sounds good. Yep, let's get back to rowing. I'm going slow. You need to steer better. Okay. I'm tying the rope. See? We're docked. Thank you. Thank you for rescuing me, and thanks for taking me to wherever exactly here is. I know you can't understand me, but thank you. I'm going to go now. Okay? Hey! Let go of my hair! Do you want my hair? Why the hell do you want my hair? Is that money? Well, then I want more. More. Yeah, insect dude, you're getting a discount because you saved my life, but this hair thing seems really pervy, so I'm damn sure gonna get paid for it. Understood? Okay, there we go. Better. Now, how are we gonna do this? Do you just need, like, a lock of my hair, or... Ah, hey! Not too hard! Wait, what are... Hey, what the hell? Why the fuck is my hair white? That wasn't part of the deal! I don't think. You just goddamn took my hair color. Hey! Hey, get back here! Hey! Damn it. Okay. Where the hell do I go now? Hey. Hello. Hey, do you speak English?
Well, it appears I'm speaking it now, aren't I? Does that answer your question?
Oh, thank God. Listen, you know where I can get some ambergris around here? I can pay.
Ah, a woman on a mission. I understand. Determination is such an attractive quality. And might I say, what a lovely hue your hair is. Simply magnificent.
An 8-foot-tall insect thing took the original color.
They tend to do that.
So, you gonna tell me where I can find some ambergris, or should I ask someone else? I'll give you one of these coins if you tell me.
Don't even think of asking anyone else. Why, I would be absolutely delighted to show you the way to find the substance you require. And the pleasure of your company would be payment enough to spend time with such an attractive creature. Such as yourself.
Ow! Hey, asshole. I don't know if you're trying to pull a scam, if you're just a creepy flea bag, kind of six of one, half a dozen of the other thing, but I really want to know where I can get some fucking ambergris. So if you just want to, like, give me directions without calling me a delightful creature, I'd really appreciate it.
If you would remove your foot from...
Here you go.
I must say that if you would like my assistance, there are easier ways to go about it. You might use your womanly charm.
How? Ambergris isn't sold anywhere. But I'm sure if you went to the ship quarters, someone might know something. It's the white and blue building. Pig, go down the street and take a left at the second intersection. And if you're at the Bleeding Tree, you've gone too far.
Sounds good. Thanks for your help. Bye, asshole.
that a no?
And no, we don't have any beer.
How about any cider? Do you have cider?
Lady, there are other customers.
Okay, what do you have?
We have Honeymead, Malaco, Vox Pop, Flyswill, Fulgament, and Dark Water.
Which of those is going to get me the most fucked up?
That'll be the Flyswill.
Okay, one Flyswill.
Is enough? It's enough for three.
Then keep them coming. You wouldn't happen to know of any ships going to the Barren Isles, would you?
I just pour the drinks.
Nice band, by the way. What are they playing?
Hell if I know. Do I look like I curate the music around here?
I wouldn't know.
This one's yours.
Ah, here we go. Oh my. Oh, that is a lot. Okay. I'm gonna wait a little bit before I have another go at this one. Barkeeper, what is your name again?
Don't have a name. Traded it for the bar.
Of course.
Anyone sitting here?
Just my invisible friend, Craig.
Oh, sorry, Craig. Didn't mean...
That was a joke. Probably not the best world to make it in.
Right. Some of my best friends are invisible.
Really?
Oh, no. That was a joke as well. The invisible people have their own city. Mostly keep to themselves. That one wasn't a joke. And the band's called the Nodal Modes. Pretty decent, especially for a place like this. So, you new here?
Very perceptive. And I already have a drink, so don't offer.
Wasn't going to. This bar's bloody expensive.
Hey.
Not that I'm complaining. You're paying for quality, right, barkeep? Your name's Chris, right? You're asking around the ship's quarters for some ambergris.
Yep. And I was super successful, too. Look at me, with all my ambergris.
You know ambergris can be transported.
And the only whales that produce it live off the coast of the Barren Isles, and absolutely nobody goes there, because the voyage would take years, and it's dangerous as hell, but... Yes, I've heard that 50 different times in 50 different ways, thus, the bar, and the drink. Which I'm going to finish pretty goddamn quickly.
We're going.
What?
You really shouldn't start on Flyswill. It's like drinking grain alcohol.
You're going.
Plus, it turns you piss blue, which is actually pretty funny, but not if you aren't prepared for it.
What's that?
Not a joke, and yes, I'm, well, my crew and I are headed around that way. Map making and so forth.
Well then, didn't catch your name?
Call me Lou.
Well then, Lou. You up for a passenger?
No.
All right, asshole. Then why did you...
It'd cost a lot more than whatever you're carrying. The ship doesn't have enough room for a passenger.
But?
Well... We are short one crew member. You have any useful skills?
I know first aid. Good at patching people up. Quick learner. Flexible moral compass.
We haven't had a ship surgeon in a while. You a doctor?
I... can patch people up.
Old surgeon left the books on the ship. You can read them. Can I see your arm?
Yeah. It's a recorder. Got attached to my arm somehow. I don't have any control over when it turns off or on, but there it is.
There. Reminds me of someone.
Who?
Long story. You're from Earth, right?
How did you...
I've been here a while, but I'm from the same place.
Then, how the hell did you end up here?
My choice, actually. I'm here to explore. Part of an expedition, before doorways between worlds got shut tighter. Temporary gig turned permanent, you know how it goes. I like it here. It's a long story. What about you?
Dreaming ritual. Won't be able to go back until I get some ambergris. I woke up in the ocean. This insect fisherman thing pulled me out and then stole my goddamn hair color, which I'm pretty sure was something pervy.
Yeah, that's the cicadas for you.
Cicadas?
That's their nickname. Can't really call them what they call themselves. Don't have enough mandibles to get that language right.
The hair color... was it a sex thing?
It's not bad, but...
You know what? Don't answer that.
So, mate, you gonna join our crew?
Couple questions. You pirates?
No.
Privateers?
We don't attack ships that don't attack us.
Do ships attack you often?
On occasion.
What's my room like?
Small. You have a desk, though.
Food?
Surprisingly good. Ted is a great chef.
Hey?
Four zephyrs a month.
Is that good?
It's fair.
The crew assholes?
No. They're wonderful.
How long until we get to the Barren Isles?
I couldn't say exactly.
Estimate.
A couple of years, no more than 6. This is a big world, Chris. I'm sorry.
Is there... There has to be a way to get there faster. Magic, or flying, or...
If there is, I don't know of it.
Damn it. God, give me a minute to think. All right. I'm in.
Good to have you aboard, Chris. So, you gonna drink your fly swill or...
My head feels like an elephant just sitting on it. Not like a cute small baby elephant, a big elephant.
Takes a while to get used to flies, well, sorry.
And so for the blue thing, exactly how long does that...
About 3 days, no more than 4.
Great.
And here it is, the irons.
Is it breathing?
The ship's alive. It's not fully, what's the word? Sentient. But it does breathe. And you can tell when it likes you.
Does it like you?
Of course it does. I'm the captain. Come on, up we go. Take my hand. Attention, everyone. Guess who just found ourselves a new ship's doctor?
Sonder.
Who's the human?
Come on, Teddy, pay attention. She's our new doctor. Everyone, meet Chris. She'll be sleeping in Vic's old bunk, taking over her job.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm, new here, but I'm pretty good at patching people up.
Vic spent 9 years at the Caldas Academy. This one looks young enough to still be in diapers.
Sonder.
Sonder's right. I'm sure Chris would be a wonderful doctor. We are pleased to have her, and wish her the most heartfelt of welcomes.
Thank you.
I am Squeaks. I am the ship's carpenter. Sonder is in charge of sales, and this rude being is Teddy, who cooks her food and sees to the parts of the ship that are alive. But we all do a bit of everything. The crew is small, but companionable.
Nice to meet you.
And you as well.
Sonder.
Welcome to the Irons.
Nah, don't worry, Chris. They'll grow on you. All right, we push off in an hour. Get to work. I'll show Chris to her cabins.
Yes, Captain.
Sonder!
This ship, it's...
It's like living in a way. In a good way, you know? My boss put a little of itself into it. And here we are.
It's... cozy.
Optimistic, good. Vic's old books are on the desk. Probably brush up on that. Everyone here does a bit of everything. Sonder will show you the ropes. You'll be on lookout every 2.5 days. Any questions?
Not really. The crew, they're not exactly human.
Sonder is. They can only say their own name, but they're human, far as I know. The Skreeks is a plant met, kind of metal tree horse species. And Teddy, well... Teddy's just a big old teddy bear.
Literally.
Yeah, he's actually kind of grouchy when you first get to know him.
So, thing I don't get, how exactly am I supposed to be a doctor to a goddamn giant anthropomorphic teddy bear?
Vic just put his stuffing back in and stitched him up. You really should look at the books. Vic took notes.
I will do that.
Anything else you need? We push off soon.
I'll get myself situated.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks.
Oh, God.
Teddy? You down here?
What do you want?
Screek said you pulled your stitches and I...
Oh, wow.
You never been down here before?
No. I've been mostly manning the riggings with Sonder. Haven't had a chance to... What are they?
The irons breathes. Reasons it's able to go so fast. These are its lungs.
Can I touch them?
I suppose. As long as you're careful.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So you came down here for a reason, right?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Your stitches. Let me take a look at them.
It's not a big deal. I can fix them myself.
You've been pulling at them, haven't you?
No. A bit.
You're going to make it worse. Here, stand still.
Be careful.
I'm going... You know... It's not a good idea to be an asshole to the person that's keeping you together.
Fine.
Teddy. Just don't be a jerk while I'm trying to fix you, okay?
Sure.
Good. See? Stitching's all better.
Thanks.
Okay. See you at dinner.
Christine. If you ever want to see more of the ship, just let me know. Okay.
Thanks, Teddy. Will do.
Sonder. Sonder, Sonder, Sonder!
I don't know what that means.
Chris, fetch Lou. Tell him to bring his spyglass.
On it.
Christine! Not before.
Lou, come on, bring your spyglass. Saunders saw something.
Bloody hell, what did they see?
Well, they said Saunders, so no goddamn clue, but it sounded urgent.
Come on.
What's going on?
Saunders saw something.
Calm down, everyone. Let me take a look. Bloody hell.
What do you see?
Red flower.
Shit.
Saunders.
We must begin our preparations.
Wait. What's the red flower?
Privateers. They work for the Undying Queen of Set.
Freaking pirates what they are.
Yeah, they've been after us for a while.
Saunders.
Yes, they have a particular affinity for our captain.
Why?
They don't like the fact that I'm from Earth.
What the hell was that?
Damn blooms. Friggin' living bombs. They scream, attach to whatever, and implode.
An interesting combination of plant and jackal.
Saunders!
Bloody... Stop explaining everything. Everyone, stations. Saunders, man the sails. Teddy, try to give us more speed. Screek, see if you can hit them back. I'll pilot.
What do I do?
Come with me.
They're attaching to the ship. Teddy, help me pull the bloody things off.
Off the damn irons!
Should we be worried?
Perhaps.
Shit! God damn it! Screeks! What happens if they explode on the ship?
Patience. Now the portholes. We must open them.
Okay, so do we have guns? Cannons? Anything?
We have me.
Are you?
Yes. My eyes no longer see. You must be my eyes, Chris. Take my branch.
Just here?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Aim the flower at the ship, then press upon the root. Yes. Now we must be quick. If we don't hit them before they hit us.
Got it. Oh, I was close!
You must be closer. Concentrate.
God damn it!
sense your anger. Breathe. Exist fully in the moment. Exist in the place you are currently occupying. And fire.
Yeah, we got him! Hell yeah!
Was the hit significant?
It didn't destroy them. They're turning away. We can hit them again.
No. No. We will not kill an injured creature.
You're back.
Yes, I am. We should check in on the rest of the crew. You did well, Chris.
Thanks.
Get the friggin' thing overboard. That's the last of them.
Peleu, we got him. They're...
Sonder!
Bloody hell. Shremnel got Sonder. Come on, take them to the med station.
Do your goddamn job, Chris.
Sonder!
Okay, come on. Teddy, grab their feet. Don't touch their wounds. Lou, help me carry their arms. Come on. Hoist them up.
Sonder!
Through here. Get the door, Screeks.
Of course.
Get them down, gently.
Is the kid gonna be okay?
What do you need?
They appear to be in great pain.
They're gonna be fine. They've got to be fine.
Tell us what you need, Chris.
I need everyone to be quiet. Okay. Okay. Sonder, does it hurt when I touch you?
Sonder!
Okay, we're going to have to take out the shrapnel. Sonder, this is going to hurt. I need you to power through this, okay?
Sonder.
Teddy, hold them down.
Teddy,
I need you here on this.
I've got them.
Lou, grab the fly swill. I'm going to need to clean the wound.
Here.
All right, Sonder. I'm going to do this on five. One, two...
Sonder!
You said you'd go on five.
Hurts less this way. Okay, got all of it. Now I'm going to clean the wound.
Sonder!
Now, Lou, my needle and thread.
We don't have any more thread.
How do we not have any more thread? I checked the stores.
Use mine.
Teddy, don't! All your stuffing will fall out.
I can manage. I can wait until we reach port. They can't.
Thanks. Okay, Sonder. I'm really sorry about this.
Sonder!
That's it. Sonder, you're good. You just need to rest.
Sonder...
Yeah, go to sleep, buddy.
Thank you, Chris.
Don't mention it.
Woo!
Screech!
Yeah, come on, dude!
No, I don't.
We're waiting.
Sonder.
Fine. You know I'm bloody awful at these things. Let me just say that I'm very pleased that Sonder's back on their feet. Sonder's been recovering brilliantly, so good job, Sonder.
Sonder.
And yes, thank you, Christine. You're bloody fantastic.
Hear.
Yes, we're all in your debt.
Sonder.
Aw, shucks. I totally wasn't fishing for compliments.
But... I didn't just open the Iron's finest case of Flyswill to celebrate Sonder's recovery and make Christine think even more of herself. No. I have heard that the Queen of Scent has raised our bounty to 40,000 zephyrs.
Yes!
Sonder!
Woo! Yes!
Sonder.
Wait, sorry to be... Why are we celebrating that?
Sonder.
They're assholes.
One can judge someone by the quality of their enemies, right? I think that's how the saying goes. Plus, absolutely no one likes the undying Queen of Set. So anywhere other than Set, everyone thinks we're bloody brilliant. And it's better to get drunk because you're happy than to get drunk because you're sad.
A surprisingly wise line of thinking, Lou. But most importantly, Christine, they're, as Teddy puts it, assholes.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, before you do, Screeks. You feeling up for a song?
Sonder.
Oh, I'm not sure that would be.
Sonder?
Yeah, Skriggs. You going to say no to that voice? Sonder's been recovering for weeks.
Oh. Are you sure you want to hear this? I'm a bit out of practice.
Hell yeah, I want to hear this.
I didn't even know you could sing.
Come on, Skreeks. We all love hearing you, mate.
If you insist.
What's he doing?
He's shifting energy to his branches. No idea how he does it. Pretty, though.
Such a show-off.
Now to begin. Now I believe Lou promised the best cask of Flyswill on the irons.
What's that sound?
Shh! It's important to be quiet. And I'm not sure. We're in one of the hidden places of this world. Things can get a bit... easy. Don't concentrate on the sound. I don't want you to get lost in it.
Okay. Skreeks would have liked to hear that song, though.
One of the reasons I didn't bring it. All right, almost.
I'm guessing that's the galley, whatever?
Told you it'd be glowing.
Looks kind of like a melted banana.
I'm sure that's why the boss wants it. Just as a fun art piece.
The nightmare repository thing, just an added benefit.
Exactly.
Wait.
Christine?
Do you know what these statues are?
I know the statues. Song's getting louder, Christine. We should grab the galley and go.
Stop. Just let me...
What are you getting?
Remember the pawnbroker we talked to in Clausvale? The sparrow that only spoke in riddles?
Yeah, she was bloody annoying.
Well, I bought some Everputty from her, and... these statues aren't going to goddamn move.
The statues... one in any of the maps, so...
Dude, as soon as you pick up the galley thing, the statues are going to come alive, and we're going to have to run, and it would be this big thing. Now, they're going to stay in place.
Couldn't hurt, I suspect, and they do look a bit... demon-y.
Yeah, intimidating as hell. Anyway, you gonna pick up the galley shit?
Yeah. See? No...
Sorry, you were just about to say something, Lou? I'm really, really curious what it was.
Oh, yeah, stand corrected. Nice thinking, Christine.
Come on, let's get out of here. That stupid song's getting louder.
No, if anyone has to go with them, it should be me.
Sonder.
No, Teddy.
You don't have to do this, Teddy.
No, I do. The Hive wants one of us, and if you all have a chance to go, you should take it.
This is not right. Teddy, you're needed in future events to come.
Well, should have thought of that before we pissed off the Hive, right? Just a minute, you goddamn wasps.
Come on, Lou. Think of something. Can you call Duke Vorgast, or...
Just give me time to think. There's not...
It's okay. It really is. I'll just...
Sonder! Sonder. Sonder, Sonder, Sonder. Sonder, Sonder. Sonder, 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 Sonder. Sonder! Sonder. Sonder, Sonder, Sonder. Sonder.
Well, that's one idea.
You all in?
I mean, I'm allergic to bees, so it's actually... You know what? Hell yeah.
Come. Let us begin.
Yeah, there's the problem. The ship's adrenal motors are in overdrive since our little run-in with the Hive. Must have taken a few stings to the hull. That's why we ain't slept the past couple nights.
So what do we do?
Skreeks!
Can I be of assistance?
Ship's adrenals are all wonked up. Can you synthesize a sedative?
I will attempt. The ship's atmosphere is energized with a stimulating mist that deeply penetrates all cavities. I will have to pull molecules from the remote corners of the hull in order to render an effective solution.
Look, you can pull molecules out of my ass for all I care. Whatever helps us, this thing, get to sleep.
I shall try. There. The extra oxygen should help the ship's hull metabolize hormone mists faster, returning to a better equilibrium. But the ship will not heal immediately. We must look after it.
Teddy? You still down here?
Couldn't sleep.
It's like Skreek said. The Irons just needs a few more days to recover from the stings. It'll be fine. You're not going to be much use to anyone when you're sleep-deprived and grumpy. Grumpier. Do you want me to take over? I could stay up a bit more. Lou got me an actual Earth novel in the last port, and it's Octavia Butler, so it's actually pretty good.
I'm not going to sleep. The Irons likes company.
Okay. Anything I could do to help? Saunders worried about you.
Know any lullabies?
What?
Ship likes it when we sing. Skreeks is sleeping, or an asking.
Ah, well, thanks for the vote of confidence, Teddy. And why don't you sing?
My voice isn't exactly what you'd call soothing. Neither is yours, but you know, it has its moments.
Fine. Well, this isn't exactly my lullaby. It's my brother's, but...
Not bad. Ship's feeling a little better.
Sure you don't want me to take over?
Nah, I need to be here.
Well, I'll stick around. Make sure you don't doze off.
Thanks.
So you don't know anything about Kalizian jewels, at all?
I mean, they involve swords, right?
Oh, bloody hell, we're dead. We're all dead. No! If they involve swords, you might actually win. The whole thing's an insult jewel.
Ah, oh, well that doesn't sound...
The ground's magically messed with. Harsh words can kill you.
Oh.
You didn't have to defend my honor, you know. I'm fine having no honor as long as all my bits are still attached.
Well, I'm sorry for giving a shit, dude. Maybe next time...
Saunder.
Saunder is right. Each moment you two bicker is another moment you fail to prepare for the duel. Christine, the Duchess of Vinala is renowned at this particular contest, but she is... How shall I put this?
She's a bit of a rich prick.
And she loses her temper easily. Her barbs are pointed, but she is not the most difficult target. I would advise making light of her romantic failures.
That shouldn't be too hard. I mean, there's one thing I'm good at. It's making fun of rich people and their shitty romances.
Also, apparently Vanilla's ex cheated on her with a great riding instructor.
Just some gossip I heard.
Okay, that's something I can use.
Sonder.
Wait, really?
Sonder.
That's not... I don't think that's physically possible. Not with a mop bucket.
Sonder.
Oh, God. That's the most vile thing I've ever heard. Ah, I feel like I need a shower.
I might have to puke.
Sonder.
Yeah, you should probably use that.
Okay. Ooh, okay.
I believe it's about to start. I wish you luck, Chris.
Yeah, get that rich asshole.
Sonder.
Thank you. By the way, you didn't have to defend me, but... thanks.
Okay. Here goes nothing. Hey! Duchess Vanilla! Or should I say... Lou, there you are. Teddy's looking for you.
Shh. Just wait.
Any particular reason we're staring at the sunset?
Just wait.
Wow.
Dolphin birds. They're finicky, only found in certain places where the water's just right. But their song is indescribable.
You're right. Do you ever miss it? Where we're from?
When I first got here, I was worried that things here wouldn't feel real. Like it would be dreamlike, you know. But that's just not what this place is like. Things have a substance to it. It doesn't feel any less significant. That's the word. Significant to me than the real one, or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, one of the crew members is an anthropomorphic teddy bear. That does sound like a dream I once had.
Yeah, but things here just have their own rules, you know? And Teddy's a good bloke.
Yeah, he grows on you. So you don't miss it?
Sometimes. I miss my mom and my dad. Some of my old friends. But I made a decision to be here, to stay here. And I've never regretted that decision for one moment.
Yeah. How long has it been?
Time moves strangely here. But in this world, well, I met you 6 years after I decided to stay. You've been here for around 9. Don't worry, though. When you get your ambergris, we're back in your world as if minutes had passed. Like I said, time's weird here.
Yeah.
You know, if you never found that ambergris, you'd never have to go back.
No.
You're a part of us. The crew loves you.
I can't do this, Lou.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
No, it's not... However time is moving here, my body is still on Ms. Roland's floor, and Nicholas trusted me.
Your brother sounds like a decent soul.
He is. A bit obsessive. Persnickety, but... he cares about me.
I think another time.
You'd like him.
You should bring him here.
Lou. I don't want to think about leaving, okay? Goddamn painful. Just...
yeah. Let's just listen.
You sure about this?
No. But it's something I have to do.
Sonder?
Don't talk like that. The time I spent with you, All of you. Every moment of it has been indescribable. I wouldn't have changed anything.
You will be missed, Christine Anderson.
And I'll miss you, Screeks.
You better remember us when you get back to the real world.
Sonder.
I couldn't. Of course, I'll remember you.
Sonder. Sonder.
This is...
It's from all of us. Don't know if you can take stuff back to your world, but couldn't leave you empty-handed.
We are not quite sure what it is, but... when we were in the Garthrone of Set, the Whispers said that you would be able to make use of it. Eventually.
And it's pretty to look at, so... yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Sonder.
Yeah. Thank you.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Come on, into the raft.
What, Screeks? Oh. It's beautiful.
We should start, Robin.
Yeah.
Do you have the spear? Know what to do?
Straight into the whale's heart.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything?
You know I'm not good at this.
Neither am I.
Will you come back?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'll even remember this. And that scares me more than anything. I can't imagine not having this, these experiences, the crew, you, be a part of my life.
You'll remember. And if you don't, you'll still find a way back to us.
Promise?
Of course.
You shouldn't wait for me. If I can't come back, find a new doctor.
Stop. I'm not going to do that. You want to come back, right?
Yes.
Then you'll find a way to come back. You're Christine Anderson. You're bloody brilliant. Never since you came on this ship, I've trusted you, and you've never once let us down. Not one time.
Thank you. That means...
You ready? You sure you want to?
I've got this.
Christine, are you all right? Are you all right, Christine? Christine, are you all right? Your hair turned shock white and...
Nick?
Thank God. You had me so worried.
What happened?
You fell asleep for about 5 minutes. Your hair turned white. And now you're clutching what I'm assuming is ambergris, so...
Wait, my hair... What the...
goddamn hell, seriously?
Everyone tells me white hair looks distinguished. You have your ambergris?
Yeah.
Guess I can dye it.
How'd you get the ambergris? Do you remember, or...
I... don't know. I just... woke up. I kind of remember an ocean, maybe, but that's it. I mean, it was just 5 minutes. It's not like I missed much, right?
All right, well, the white hair looks good on you.
Ugh, whatever. So, Miss Roll...
Oh, no.
Not on the floor.
Oh. I'm sorry about the seawater, Ms. Roland. I have no idea why this happens. I apologize.
Next time, clench your left fist. It's supposed to help. Well, are you going to listen to it?
I mean, we wouldn't want to bother you.
Nonsense. I'm intrigued. And I did do you two a favor, Oscar.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Christine?
Yeah,
You are close. You must purify yourselves. I will send tapes. And if you see Lou again, say hello for me.
Who the hell is Lou? I'm sure it doesn't matter. Now I must ask you two to leave me. I've grown tired. I do that in winter.
Of course. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
It was so nice to see you again, Oscar. Goodbye.
Bye. Come on, Chris. You all right?
I don't know. You ever felt like you just woke up from a dream and you know it in your heart, it's really important. You can't remember any of it?
I suppose so.
Yeah. It's weird.
Memory is an interesting thing, is it not? I remember everything exactly as it happened from the moment of my consciousness, whereas organics remember fragments, stories. Perhaps that is what truly separates me from meat thinkers, the fact that I cannot lie about what has happened to me. I am SponsorBot, and it is my responsibility to inform you about HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/DeadSignal60 and use the code DeadSignal60 to get a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first 3 boxes. HelloFresh has many one-pot recipes for quick cooking and minimal cleanup. Organic brains are not in complete control of their bodies, so that is certainly helpful for your flailing flesh. If you believe in the idea that humans have free will and every single action is not dictated by incomprehensible laws and physics, then you have the ability to choose between 3 meal plans, classic, veggie, and family. My creators could not get enough of their grilled cheddar burgers. They said that it was a fun and fresh update on a classic American meal. They also said, "No, no, please don't destroy the station, that will kill us all." But that was later. With HelloFresh, spend less time with meal planning or grocery shopping. Now you have more time to do what you love and enjoy not having to plan dinner, spending money on takeout for an easy night, or worry about gathering ingredients. Your account will be easy to manage, even for your small, breakable, organic brains. Choose your delivery date to match your ever-changing schedule and pause deliveries for when you're out of town. Go to HelloFresh.com/DeadSignals60 and use the code DeadSignals60 to get a total of $60 off. That's $20 off your first three boxes. That's HelloFresh.com/DeadSignals60 and use the code DeadSignals60. Goodbye, organics.
Thank you.